The BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock and time now for this week's Music Planet, presented by Lopa Qatari. A very warm welcome to you, and what a programme we have in store for you tonight. Young music activists from Mali, Songhai Blues, are here to play for us, fresh from their debut at the Meltdown Festival, curated by a giant of the music world, Nile Rodgers. Another giant of the world of music is our classic artist tonight, Ebo Taylor. We're taking you on a road trip to Kazakhstan, and the new releases are coming in thick and fast. Here's one of them from a band causing quite a stir, Kinshasa's Kokoko. Unmistakable sound of recycling that has to be Kinshasa. Kokoko are the next generation, turning up the heat and plugging even more into the sound system, what some have called junk shop punk. That was Lekolo from their new album Fongola, out now on Royal Mountain Records. If you want to see them live, they put on a great show. They're playing at the End of the Road Festival this weekend in Salisbury, and they're planning on coming back to the UK in November for a gig at Fabric in London on the 28th of November. Well, turning to my guests on the programme tonight, they are Songhai Blues, another of the groups redefining music from Africa. They came over here to play a few gigs around the UK that included one at the Royal Festival Hall in London as part of the Meltdown Festival, curated this year by the legendary Nile Rodgers. We're going to hear what they thought about that in a bit, but first a tune from them, and this is Aichere Bele. We'll be right back.
bende ko jai makaira majamma ta polisu dini eka ta kama na shedi ta janara mu dini eka ta kama na shedi denka ni jedi musa musa jedi wala furumeje boka ta kama na shedi kama na shedi bella ko jibi wo kuluna kamna ko yara kada ko jibi wo kuluna kamna ko yara sarako ko jibi wo kuluna kamna ko yara Wala furumeje, okulunga kama boyara Mapa ima shikarga bele izo uche ibazi E ima shikarga kade izo uche ibazi Mapa ima shikarga bele izo uche ibazi Bele ibazi, kane ibazi Songa inda arama, uyo tukere bazi Arma nda kada, uyo tukere bazi Kada mda suruku, uyo tukere bazi Oyo ti tere basi, oyo ti tere basi, oyo ti tere basi, oyo ti tere basi, oyo ti tere basi, tere basi, tere basi. Mashikarga, mashikarga, eh mashikarga, mashikarga. Mashikarga Mabei mashikarga belle zo wo chei bazi Ey mashikarga kade zo wo chei bazi Belle bazi Kare bazi Oyo tukere bazi Oyo tukere bazi Oyo tukere bazi Oyo tukere bazi Oyo tukere bazi Oyo tukere bazi Tukere bazi Tukere bazi
Songhoi Blues and Aicherebele Desert R&B, where the R has got to stand for rock along with great rhythm. They'll be back a bit later in about 15 minutes with more music and we're going to get a chance to catch up on what they've been up to. I'm Lopa Katari and this is Music Planet. As we head towards autumn, the trickle of new releases is gathering momentum. Kokoko at the top of the programme was one. I've got more from Brazil, Italy and Hungary to come. This next track is another. It's from Cimarron, a joropo group from Colombia. Great music and great shoes that create another layer of percussion as they dance and stomp their feet, kicking up the dust as they go along. Their music will transport you to the rural heartland of Colombia along the banks of the Orinoco. In fact, it was about 10 years ago that the world music team here at Radio 3 came across them. Lucy Duran was walking past Cimarron's dressing room on her way to a meeting. She heard this great music coming from inside, popped her head in round the door and was immediately sucked into the world of the Orinoco Plains. I think it was a good few hours later that she finally emerged, totally gorged on great music. Here's Zumba Jam from their latest release called simply Orinoco. Thank you.
qual chegar eu vou me espalhar na avenida. Pego violão, vou de cordão, de arrastão me acabar. Tempo fala, tempo embora vai. Carnaval é agora ou nunca mais. Toma decisão, levanta a mão, pede licença, pode entrar. Quando o carnaval chegar, a fantasia muda de repente. Visto de mulata, bato a lata, de passista eu vou pintar. E o ano inteiro tento ser o que nunca vi, nunca vou ver. Eu sou eu, não volto atrás, e a decisão é agora ou nunca mais. Chegar a fantasia muda de repente. Visto de mulata, bato a lata, de passista eu vou pintar. E o ano inteiro tento ser o que nunca vi, nunca vou ver. Eu sou eu, não volto atrás, e a decisão é agora ou nunca mais.
Another new release due out next month, or rather a re-release. That was Ana Mazzotti, a Brazilian multi-instrumentalist who, in spite of her lack of commercial success, is considered one of the country's finest musicians. A super musician is what fellow jazz virtuoso Hermeto Pascoal calls her. She died tragically early in her 30s, having battled with cancer, and left behind just two studio albums. Far Out Recordings are reissuing both of them in September, and that was Agora ou Nunca Mais, Now or Never Again, from her 1974 debut album, Ninguém Vai Me Segurar, No One's Going to Hold Me, that she recorded with the help of Brazil's jazz trio Azimuth. Well, from Brazil to Hungary now, the land of goulash, the gay hussars, the light cavalry and music, lots and lots of music. Liszt, Bartok, Ligeti, the country's influence can be heard across that whole part of Central Europe, from Poland to Romania and Austria across to the Ukraine. Well, this next group has been drawing from that rich well of both classical and folk music and championing the vitality of the tambura, the feisty instrument akin to the mandolin. They are Shondergo, and they've been taking their tamburitsa music of fiddles, brass and tambura all over the globe, innovating with tradition. Their new album, Njolts 8 Njolts, Njolts meaning 8, so I guess the title is 888, is largely original pieces, but they still honour the classical composers that make folk music so cool in Hungary. This is their interpretation of Bartók's Parsley Bride. Hold on to your hats, this is fast. Thank you. breakneck speed and virtuosity, Hungary's Sandurgu. With me in the studio tonight is Songhai Blues, a group from Mali who met in Bamako, where all of them had taken refuge from the jihadists who'd taken hold of the towns and villages where they lived in northern Mali back in 2012. Aliou Touré, the lead singer, is going to talk to me in a minute, but first they're going to sing us a song. And this one is called Desert Melody.
Kadam yiri moro yora kamale yar kuchavo amo yaro mali gabaki abai kadam yiri moro yora kamale yar kuchavo amo yaro mali gabaki. Harar si jinga, e harar si haume, e harar si kabal, yerka yerka gar jinga. Jinga ribet, sangkore si diahia, yenne kangku musa, asya yerka gar jinga. Abai kadam kiri moro yora kamale yar kuchafo ano jaro mali gabaki fi yar yati samori hama yar yati sunyata hama yar yati firun hama yar yati askiya hama Mali yar kagaji Mali yar kuchafo Bibinda kore kuchafo Zongaina arme kuchafo Kadando sorko kuchafo Mali yar kuchafo.
Desert Melody from Songhai Blues, a band that grew out of the oppression of the jihadists that took control of northern Mali in 2012. A lot has happened for them in the last 7 years. Two albums, great reviews for both. Music awards, they've been in a film. They've played, I guess you could say, the who's who of festivals. Most recently, Meltdown Festival here in London, curated by Nile Rodgers. Aliou Touré, the lead vocalist, and tonight the spokesperson for the band, is sitting with me here at the table. Aliou, we have a lot to talk about, but I thought that perhaps we should start by turning back the clock to where it all began. You know, in 2012, when you guys fled northern Mali for Bamako in the south, what was the journey like? What had happened?
That moment was the most horrible moment for the Malian story, because it happened at that moment who never happened before in any country, I don't think. Ban music, shoot people, just because they play music or they join their life. That bring a lot of people, 1,000 people from the north to move to the border countries and also some of them to the south.
How did all of you get together in the band. There's you, there's Garba Touré, there's Omar Touré, and now you have Drissa Kone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth saying that whilst three of you have the same surname,
yeah,
you're not related.
No. Yeah.
Did you all know each other before? Did you know each other, you know, when?
No.
No.
No.
So you all met in Bamako?
In Bamako, yeah. I first met Omar, the bass player, in a tiny pub in an area called the Gulf. We used to live next to each other. And you know when you find yourself somewhere far from your hometown and you meet someone from your city or your village, it's kind of like that effect of satisfying your nostalgia. You know, you're going to talk to him, even if you don't know him. Ah, you are from Gao. Yeah, I'm from Gao. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's have a drink. Yeah. And you start talking about what's going on. You start talking about what you're doing in Bamako. And then you found, yeah, like a common point, which is the music you all drink. And that's how we get to hang out together. At that moment, all the people from the north, in the weekend mostly, they all meet somewhere where they can find the music from the north. That's how we get to meet each other. And we start jamming in the pubs. And we turn that to a band.
So once you'd got this group together, was it quite soon after that that you decided to audition for Africa Express?
Yeah,
I mean, what a great break.
It was so quick, you know. We started writing together, made a proper set for ourselves. A few months later, like 7-8 months later, we went to see an uncle, a guy who used to play with Falka Touré's band. He got a studio. He's a sound engineer. And when we get there, it was to make just the demos, start promote the bands. And he was actually the sound engineer Africa Express work with in Bamako. And he said to us, like, you guys didn't hear about Africa Express. We was like, no, what it is, Africa? He said, yeah, there is a great artist from UK called Damon Albarn. That's when we went online to check who is Damon Albarn. Yeah, we didn't know him, actually.
No.
Yeah, no. We don't know how famous he was. Yeah. He just hanging around in Bamako, his like, T-shirt and stuff, like normal, like...
Like an ordinary man,
yeah,
an ordinary
person. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we realized at the end he's not ordinary. And
well, yeah. I think he realized also that you guys are not that ordinary either. It goes both ways, Ali. It goes both ways.
Yeah, I mean, that's where things went. When we played to the Africa Express, it was the starting block of the whole journey, to be honest.
This next song, I mean, what you've just said leads very nicely into it, because you're going to play Aidu, which is one of the big hits
from Ali Faka Touré's album, Talking Timbuktu.
I'm guessing that this song in particular holds a special meaning for you.
We grew up with that melody, with Ali Faka's fingers, string, his melody. He's so special for us. He is special for all of Malian people, and specifically when you came from the north and you can hear what he's saying when he play. That's the only music we grew up with, and eventually some more stuff through internet. He's still the one.
Wali kati Walaidu Walikati Ei Waman Terne Kalaide Walaidu Walikati Ei waman yerne kalide
Songhai Blues and I Do, a song that holds special meaning for them, recorded originally by the legend that is Ali Fakhar Toure. And Aliou and the band will be back for a final bit of chat and music shortly. Also coming up, music from Jessica Hoop, Martin Simpson, a cracking tune from Madagascar, and a brief intro into the music of Ghana's Ebo Taylor, our classic artist tonight. Now, I for one know little about Kazakhstan, let alone its music. Well, here to give us an insight into the world's largest landlocked nation is broadcaster Zadura Zumulkulbay.
Greetings from Kazakhstan. I am Zadura, presenter and editor of Kazakh Radio. I want to present you Kazakh music. Kazakh singing tradition is divided into several schools: Western, Jetsu, Sir, and Arka singing schools. The songs of the Arka school from the eastern, central, and northern regions of Kazakhstan is distinguished by the width of breath, melodic richness, and their style is compared with the singing of the nightingale. The song Tolgal that we are listening to now is performed by Yerlan Rıskali, the honored artist of Kazakhstan. He also sang in front of Placido Domingo, and the maestro was deeply impressed by his voice. Mostly Kazakh musical compositions are composed on the traditional string instrument, the Dombra. Even so, it's accepted that there is no Kazakh who cannot sing. You've already listened to the song accompanied by Dombra. The next music which I am going to introduce is played by Sıbızğı. Sıbızğı is a Kazakh wind musical instrument in the form of a pipe, or rather two grooves fastened with a thread by hollow sides, made of cane, wood, or silver. kobzho was one of the most common musical instruments in Kazakhstan until the 18th century, which is associated with many legends. In the distant past, among Batras, hunters and warriors, the possession of kobzho was considered mandatory. But today, there are very few kobzho players. Now, one of the most popular among them, Talgat Muqishov, will play you folk ki Arbiyan Qo'ngir. Ki in Kazakh means mood. So, with the help of the instrument Dombra, kobzho or kobuz, composers expressed their feelings, mood, and of course the history of the people and environment. Each nation has its own poetic traditions that act as carriers of political and social culture. The richest of these Kazakh traditions are the Kazakh Zhrau, Akhan, Sire and Sal. The singers create and perform epic songs. They are still popularly known as the Zhirshi. In addition to performing the epic songs of the bard, the singers also performed many other important functions in society. They were generals, advisors to the Khans, members of the Khans Council. Often on their shoulders lay the task of distributing nomads between clans and tribes, the solution of diplomatic disputes and many other issues of external and internal life of nomads. The following composition refers to the throat singing, Zhir tradition of the Kızılorda region. The folk song Sawlimay is performed by the folklorist and Zhirshi Berik Jusupov with folk ensemble.
Жақсы болса жігіттің алған жарың ау, талшыбықтай бұралы байынам, ойнап тұрар ау, ой сәуле бай. Екі ғана жирен ай, бұңшың асыл киген ай, құмырсқа белғым ай, біз айынам, ер жігіттің ау, ой сүйген ай. Екі ғана жирен ай, бұңшың асыл киген ай,
you are listening to the road trip about Kazakh music. The next track I'm going to introduce is a contemporary modern pop version of folk terme, Shalqma, sung by the honored artist of Kazakhstan, Deputy of Parliament and statesman Bekbulat Tlyukhan. This piece of music belongs to the Western Kazakhstan singing tradition.
Құлдыраған таудаймын, екі қызған жау болса, арасында панамына, мен ақпауыр кер жұрған, ей, әндені басқан аяғына, қарасын көзің кеткісіз а, жылмын кеп жатқан даламына, жұрттар
тарапқа жеткізсіз ба? Ұлсында бауыр саламыңа, бейіптен аққан жайыпыңа. Тексе ұйған аяғын шығыстың үшті жүрінмен. Ұлайнатын ағамына сөйлемейін мен неге? Қашжанғанда мен өзім сар шақылған баламын. Сөйлесін сөзі табамын. Көзілік сөйле дегенде күдірмеймін жел сөзге. Кеудедегі білгендіңе алдыңа төгіп саламын. Алдыңа төгіп саламын. Өтерсің жалған өтерсің, текселе басып кетерсің. Баршаға жетер мағын күн, мағанда бір күн жетерсің. Сол себептен сіздейін, есіңден маған есерсің. Бой жұмысып барады, жетім десем болмайды. Ой жұмысып барады, серпін десем болмайды. Бір ала деп томырып, келтірмесем болмайды. Кететіндей кенеуім, көсіп-көсіп болмасам ей. Бетелердей көмейім ап, өсіп-өсіп болмасам. Қоқырамды қолға алып, әрде бір салмасам. Өтеді күнде өтеді, бір қарасам болмайды. Жалындаған жастығым, бүгін барда ертең жоқ. Шырқамасам болмайды.
We are coming to the end of our trip around the Republic of Kazakhstan. We Kazakhs cannot imagine our lives without national music. I hope that you enjoyed our trip to Kazakh music. Let our life be as beautiful as our songs.
Many thanks to Zadura Zumalkulbay for that trip to Kazakhstan. And you can find that and all our other road trips to date as podcasts on BBC Sounds. You're listening to Lafa Qatari and Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. Strut Records, a label that's dedicated to often literally digging through crates and old abandoned sheds for great dance music lost and forgotten, has released a new compilation. Over the years, they've brought us Nigerian Afrobeat gems, revived the career of East Africa's Orchestra Le Mangalepa, introduced a whole new generation to Maloya from Reunion and Sega from Mauritius. The list is rich and endless. Well, Alefa Madagascar is their latest offering, 18 tracks, the first compilation of its kind exploring the unique culture of Salegi, Sukus and Soul on the island during the 70s and 80s. Salegi, for your information, is one of the most popular dance music genres in Madagascar, an infectious combination of traditional rhythms, vocal chants and an electric guitar-driven groove that sprung to life in the 1950s.
Time.
Suliza from Madagascar's Terak Anosi Group, one of the tracks on Alefa Madagascar, out on Strut Records. Well, a couple more songs before we rejoin my guests tonight, Mali's Songhoi Blues. The first is from English folk legend Martin Simpson's Rooted, which is out today on Topic Records. The album, Martin says, embraces nature and travel, mental health, real life stories, loss, politics and history. And the threads that bind all this together can be followed back a long way to 1965, when I got my first guitar and started to soak up material and ideas at a very rapid rate. This track is Trouble Brought Me Here.
Child by the road, with a basket filled with bones, a face as hard as black and white, with troubles not his own. Troubles not his own, poor boy. Troubles not his own. A face as hard as black and white, with troubles not his own. What kind of love has brought me here? What kind of love would leave me here with a broken heart to sorrow and to grieve? Sorrow and to grieve, oh boy, sorrow and to grieve. Leave me here with a broken heart to sorrow and to grieve. Trouble, trouble brought me here. Trouble from the start. Summer born with a silver spoon. I was born with a broken heart. Born with a broken heart, poor boy. Born with a broken heart. Summer born with a silver spoon. I was born with a broken heart. I dreamed a child by the road, with a basket filled with bones, a face as hard as black and white, with troubles not his own. Troubles not his own, poor boy. Troubles not his own. A face as hard as black and white, with troubles not his own.
Take his old blood.
Californian songstress Jessica Hoop and a track from her new album Stone Child that came out last month. Jessica's already got a few gigs lined up for this autumn, starting on the 4th of October at the Barbican Centre in London. And before that, I played some Martin Simpson, who is coming in to do a session for us on Music Planet on the 13th of September. And so, back to my guests tonight. They're here in the studio, Songhoi Blues from Mali. Aliyu, I thought we should talk a little bit about the documentary film, They Will Have to Kill Us First, that you guys were in. I found that film, I mean, incredibly powerful. It was a story that was really hard to tell, but told with real heart. Did you know that this film was taking place, this documentary was being filmed, and did they approach you, or did you say, we want to be part of this story?
When Johanna, the director of that amazing film, from her, she just picked her camera and went to Mali. She didn't actually know what she's going to do with the whole mess.
Yeah.
And once she get there, the first people she met with was someone who know the band already. And she asked that guy if she can meet with a few bands and a few artists from the north, maybe, who just moved to the south to talk about what they've been through and stuff like that. And that one, we say, yeah, I know some friends who play music. And Johanna came to us, and we start talking about the whole story. It's not till the end of the whole project we realize how great and how powerful that film was, because it is a real testimonial, like, of the whole background story.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Hollywood film, you know.
So coming to today, up to date, what is the situation like in Mali now? Are you all still in Bamako, or have you moved back up to northern Mali?
No, right now we all live in Bamako for many reasons, you know. Being a touring band and live somewhere you can't even find a passport, it's not easy. There is no embassy in the north, so you have to.
And you had a fantastic performance at the Royal Festival Hall for Meltdown. I understand that Nile Rodgers introduced you on stage, and he said that he's looking forward to working with you. When's that going to happen?
Yeah, that's going to be exciting for, you know, they have someone, a legend like Nile Rodgers around you guys is a luck, because those guys don't have time. They don't even have 1 second to waste in the whole year. So when they say something, you have to pick that. Because anyway, it's going to be something to put you guys up and make what you're doing even better than you used to be.
And you've got a new album coming out? Have you already been in the studio recording?
That's exactly what we're working on at the moment.
Yeah.
Now we are almost finishing with writing and stuff.
And is the music still about resistance, using music as a weapon against the injustices, the oppression of expression?
For us, it's just to go to get to the next level to where we've been all the time. When you check the background, the whole journey of Songhoi Blues, the first album was Music in Exile. It was that moment story, the exile of the band, the whole music taking away from the town and stuff. And then the next, Resistance, is also another name, another background story of that moment we are to. So now we are in another level of Malian situation, African situation, the whole world situation, and also the band situation. So it's going to be another level of our music.
Yeah. So the last song you're going to play for us is one of the new songs that you're going to be putting on the album, Hanbur Durnia.
Hanbur Durnia.
Durnia? Yeah. What does it mean?
Life scared me.
Life scares me?
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, let's hear it.
Thank you. 와 한 분 누르냐 필라가 한 분 누르냐 바람 하나 베이 이름 하나 베이 빨리 꺼내가 와 한 분
Hambur Durnia, a new song that Songhoi Blues is working on for their next album. And who knows, maybe Nile Rodgers will have a hand in it. On the 13th of September, the label BBE Africa releases Palava, an album recorded in Nigeria in 1980 by Ebo Taylor. For some reason, not even Ebo knows why, the master tapes were put on a shelf and remained there, gathering dust, and never saw the light of day until now. Well, what better reason to pick guitarist and composer Ebo Taylor as our classic artist tonight? I first heard Ebo Taylor back in 2010 when he brought out an album called Love and Death, which I absolutely loved. It was only then that I discovered how influential he was in Ghana and how important his music was to the country's cultural identity. In a career now spanning six decades, he is one of Ghana's most distinguished composers of highlife, Afrobeat and jazz. But it wasn't until he came to London back in the 60s and studied music along with Fela Kuti that he formulated the direction and style of his music. At the heart of his music is, as you would expect, high life. But post his London days, Afrobeat and jazz became an inextricable part of his musical expression. In many ways, that 2010 album, Love and Death, revived his career and gave him a springboard onto the global stage. I was lucky to meet him at WOMAD in 2011, and he seemed truly delighted, if a bit surprised, by all the attention he was getting. So here's the title track of the recently rediscovered, dusted off and previously unreleased Palava. And I think you will agree with me when I say, once you've heard his voice, once you've heard his music, you'll never forget it or want to let it go. Ebo Taylor truly is one in a million.
Your business, now your palava, before they find business too. Waiting concern you, now this your business, now your palava, if they find business too. Anything I go do, you do talk. Anything I go wear, you go talk. Anything I go jump, you go duck. Any woman I go follow, you go duck. Waiting concern you, now this your business, now your palava, if all they find business too. Send you, now this your business, now your palava, if all they find business do. Waiting concern you, now this your business, now your palava, if all they find business do. Anything I go do, you do talk. Anything I go wear, go up. Anything I go chop, you go talk. Any woman I go follow, you go talk. Waiting concern you, now this your business, now your palava, before they find business too. Find business too. Wait
nothing concern you. Now this your business, now this your palabra, before they find business too. Anything I go do, you go talk. Anything I go wear, you go talk. Anything I go chop, you go talk. Any woman I go follow, you go talk. Waiting concern you, now this your business, now your palabra, before they find business too. They clothe me, you be my father, if I talk make I hear. Now you they feed me, now you they clothe me, you be my father, if I talk make I hear. Anything I go do, you go look. Anything I go wear, you go look. Anything I go chop, you go look. Any woman I go follow, you go look.
Evo Taylor, now 83 years old and still playing hard. Do check his music out, and perhaps, like me, Love and Death might be a good place to start. Next week, Chidem Aslan is my guest for her latest project. She's been exploring the music of 17th century Istanbul, and she's going to be coming into the studio with Turkish musician Tahir Palali to tell us more about it. Keeping our eyes on the future, this weekend at the Royal Albert Docks along the River Thames is another group that's coming into the Music Planet studio, Kefaya. They're part of the EFG London Jazz Festival Summer Stage and are playing tomorrow, Saturday the 31st. Admission to the event is free. Other bands in the lineup include The Turbans, Mobo nominated saxophonist Camilla George, Cicada featuring members of Maisha and the Ezra Collective, Connecticut, Blocko, and Urban Flames. And it's all going to be hosted by Fusion and DJed by Rita Ray. So here's Chidem Aslan and Tahir Palali, followed by Kefaya featuring the Afghani singer Elaha Surur.
Mahpushane içinde üç ağaç incir. Mahpushane içinde üç ağaç incir. Elinde kelepçe, boynunda zincir. Oy zulüm zulüm, başımda zulüm. Uzak gidelim. Zincir sallandıkça her yanım sancır. Zincir sallandıkça her yanım sancır. Düştüm bir ormana, yol belli değil. Oy zulüm zulüm, başımda zulüm. Uzak giderim. İçinde mermerden direk, mahpusun içinde mermerden direk. Kimimiz 15'lik, kimimiz kürek. Oy zulüm zulüm, başımda zulüm. Uzak git ölüm. İnsanın zulmüne dayanmaz yürek. İnsanın zulmüne dayanmaz yürek. Yatarım yatarım, gün belli değil. Oy zulüm zulüm, başımda zulüm. Uzak git ölüm. Müzik Mahpusun içinde bir ulu çınar, mahpushane içinde bir ulu çınar. Kırılsın zincirler, yıkılsın duvar, ay zulüm zulüm başında zulüm, uzak git ölüm. Tezikmiş kuş bile yuvaya döner, tezikmiş kuş bile yuvaya döner. Düştüm bir ormana, yol belli değil, oy zulüm zulüm başında zulüm, uzak git ölüm. Yatarım yatarım, gün belli değil, zulüm nedir bu halim?
Uçar si bacağa, çıka çeşmoya taşağa, zedi çar su çilem, yorakın hamroy bacağa. Musafir bacağa, çıka çeşmoya taşağa, زدی چر سو چلم یارکت همراهی بجنگه. او چرسی بچگه چقدر چشمایت قشنگه، زدی چر سو چلم یارکت همراهی بجنگه. مسافر بچگه چقدر چشمایت قشنگه، زدی چر سو چلم یارکت همراهی بجنگه. با هم تا اوج ها پرواز کنیم، باز ببین که چه تو هم بالت نیستم. هی او چرسی بچگه چقدر چشمایت قشنگه، زدی چرس و چلم یارکت همراهی بجنگه. مسافر بچگه چقدر چشمایت قشنگه، زدی چرس و چلم یارکت همراهی بجنگه. مسافر بچگه چقدر چشمایت قشنگه، زدی چرس و چلم یارکت همراهی بجنگه. او چرسی بچگه چقدر چشمایت قشنگه، زدی چرس و چلم یارکت همراهی بجنگه. تب خوشی که عمر باقی ره بچه، ده قصه حلال و حرام چی هستی، داشته باش هوای ساقی ره بچه. او چرسی بچه گه چقدر چشمایت قشنگه، زدی چرس و چلم یارکت همراهی بجنگه. مسافر بچه گه چقدر چشمایت قشنگه، زدی چرس و چلم یارکت همراهی بجنگه. چرسی بچگه چقدر چشمایت قشنگه، زدی چرس و چلم یارکت همراهی بجنگه. مسافر بچگه چقدر چشمایت قشنگه، زدی چرس و چلم یارکت همراهی بجنگه. دگه پای تا و بالا گوش نکن، بیا تا بینه
نگو هی او چرسی بچگم چقدر چشمایت قشنگم زدی چرسو چلم یارکت همراه بچنگم مسافر بچگم چقدر چشمایت قشنگم زدی چرسو چلم یارکت همراه بچنگم او چرسی بچگم چقدر چشمایت قشنگم زدی چرسو چلم یارکت همراه بچنگم مسافر بچگم چقدر چشمایت قشنگم زدی چرسو چلم یارکت همراه بچنگم یارکت همراه بچنگم یارکت همراه بچنگم یارکت همراه بچنگم
چرسی the second single to be released from Kafaya's album Songs of Our Mothers, in which they interpret Afghan folk songs traditionally sung by women, chosen by the singer Elaha Surur, that draw on her own experience of fleeing Afghanistan at the end of the 90s. I'm really looking forward to hearing about the making of the album when they come in for a session on the programme in a couple of weeks' time. Well, to end this part of the programme tonight, ahead of our Music Planet World Mix, here's a bit of choral music courtesy of polyphonic supergroup, now in their 32nd year, Bulgarian Voices, and a track from their album Heritage. This is A Prayer for the Fellow Man. And that's it from me, Lapa Katari, here in the Music Planet studio tonight. My producer was Martin Webb. Right now on BBC Radio 3, it's time for the Music Planet World Mix, an uninterrupted mix of music from all over the world, curated by the Music Planet team, available on the BBC Sounds app to listen to whenever you want. We begin with the ecstatic music of Alice Coltrane. Thank you.
for